Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Conscious Vibe Podcast,
where we elevate intellect through conscious dialogue
while exploring race, politics, business, and culture.
I'm Dr. Daryl L. Jones.
And I'm Charles D. Mitchell. Once again, welcome to Conscious Conversations. DJ.
What's going on, Charles?
Man, I'm just enjoying this format. I think this is really fun. I love the fact that we have an opportunity to engage with one another in a dialogue around some topics that are important to us. And at the same time, hopefully get our audience to learn a lot more about you and I.
Absolutely, man. I'm excited about it.
Super cool. So today, I'm talking about the idea of legacy.
Yeah.
And what that means for us individually and how we see that shaping up, you know, as we kind of move forward in life.
Yeah, I think it's really important to think about, especially if we are potentially on the back half of the book, you got to start thinking about legacy, right?
Totally.
And, you know, legacy to me, Charles, is always an interesting topic. I think a lot about it. I do. At the same time, the question I always ask myself is how much of it do we actually determine? Because there's this perception, then there's this reality, and then there's this world that kind of lives in between at the same time as people move back and forth. So when we talk about legacy, we can hope and wish and dream. And at the same time, people are going to leave. You'll leave an impression with folks in a room full of people, and they all may talk about you differently when they leave the room. So I think at the end of the day, for me, I really try to engage in a life journey that allows me to fortify my own intellect and at the same time, hopefully add value to the lives of others. And I, you know, thought about some critical experiences as it relates to that. And I, when I left corporate America in 2015, it's my last day of quote unquote work, I'll call it. It was because of a legacy I wanted to create and one that I didn't want to sustain. I didn't want to be that Nike executive who put his 19 and a half years in and just rode off into the sunset. That's the Nike guy. That was never my intention. I didn't want that to be my legacy. But I wanted to use that experience to fortify what I did want my legacy to be. And so taking those critical experiences at Nike and prior from a practitioner perspective, an executive perspective, and building a wealth of intellect and knowledge that not only benefited me, but others. So I'm hoping that when my name is called, when I'm long gone and not of this earth physically, that my legacy is one that he actually, when you really think about it, cared about people. He was intent on adding value. And he had his own way of doing it. And I might not love it, but I respect it.
I think that's a really good way to put it. And it's interesting that you talked about in the very beginning, we may not have a lot of control over legacy as it plays itself out into the future.
Yep.
And the first thing that made me think about sort of a relevant topic, takes it off of you and I in a moment, but there's been a series of articles of late about institutions. I think I sent you something.
Yes, you did.
About Harvard.
Yep.
Georgetown's one, and they're not alone. There are a number of institutions of higher learning.
University of Oregon, et cetera, yep.
Yep, where a lot of their ability to, you know, have, and let's be honest, you know, these institutions are very rich in capital, rich in sort of like their grounding and intellect, their ability to have these national reputations, these elite reputations, And it's built on the backs of slavery.
Yep.
And so that's a very common knowledge that we're all learning more about. I spent some time reading the Harvard report that came out. You know, they sent it out to alums, and I'm really kind of digging through it. I'm probably not even a third way through it, but they take you back, and this collective of information based upon the research that they've done. This is over probably 10 years of research. Mm-hmm. Shows a lot of direct benefit from not only financially with workers on campus and the slave owning slaves during that period of time. And this is when, Massachusetts was not a state that actually, they abolished slavery well before emancipation. Mm-hmm. And so that, as well as the intellectual part as well, right? And so, and then the inability for Black students to actually matriculate to college, right, to Harvard, some that were admitted, but eventually were told that they couldn't be there and couldn't study. So you've got tarnished reputations now and tarnished legacies that were sealed in stone, literally, right? Because you've got sculptures and statues and everything else around, right, that are now being torn down, literally and figuratively, because that legacy is very different than what people thought they were, mm-hmm, when they rode off into the sunset or were buried into the ground. Families are now dealing with these legacies that are very tarnished at this point. Was reading something very similar about some of the car companies, Daimler Chrysler and Volkswagen and Mercedes-Benz, when BMW, who are all very much involved in the Holocaust, and help fund the Holocaust for Hitler, and how those families have the reconciliation that comes there. So that's a really important point about legacy being something that, although we think we are driving it in a way where things we've done in our lifetime are set up to have this view of ourselves in the future, never know what may come tumbling down when people get beneath perhaps some of the things that may not be as flattering or quite frankly, well-meaning or intended,
100%.
But if I talk about what's important to me from a legacy standpoint, for me, the first thing I think about are my children, my kids, and what they will be able to do in this life and contribute.
Yeah.
Because I really think that a lot of our time on this earth is really about contributing and how we do that. And hopefully, I don't know what those outcomes would be for them. I've got two kids who have learning differences and special needs, and one's more higher functioning than the other. But I really do think they can function and contribute in some ways in life.
Absolutely.
That may be a little different than what we typically think of. And then I have a neurotypical child who's very ambitious and has a lot of things that she is involved in and has a lot of ambition and pursuit. So who knows what that looks like? But for me, I hopefully that legacy, that what I've been able to do to help them navigate these early parts of life and then beyond, will show itself up in the future to have been, good human beings who care about others, who freely give and share, and are truly empathetic to the plight of other people. And I'm hoping that's what will be, part of what I leave behind as a legacy of my own, in addition to my kids, is that, I was someone who really cared about people and really, everything I did, was to help others and enrich others in a way where those relationships that I established and created that were true and meaningful, that I got to be really close with as family and as friends, as people that are able to always had the ability to count on and trust me to act in their best interest when the times required it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's where I would really like to be able to hang my hat at the end of the day.
Well, you know, you talk about your children, and I think that's a great filter to use. I don't have children, but having taught college, the minute you walk into a classroom and you have 75 heads facing you and you realize that you were once there and what that meant and what that next 3 to 4 months of exchange is going to mean to them, you realize you're painting your legacy. And I took it very seriously. There were times when I'm sure I had some unpopular conversations with some students, but at the same time, I trusted that when you land in corporate America or wherever you land, grad school, whatever it might be, it may click. I'm not going to avoid a conversation because it's not going to click in the moment, but it'll click. And then you can say, got it. And at times, legacy to me is, I appreciate you now that you're gone than I did when you were there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that might not be popular either, but I've become okay with that as well too. And again, that moment may not ever happen, but I trust that that's a likely outcome, especially when you're put in a position of educating, you know, thousands and thousands of students
mm-hmm.
over years, that you have to trust that you're building a legacy that fortifies them down the road, not necessarily on that day, but that you're provocative and intellectual enough that they'll catch on down the road. And inevitably, I've gotten some, you know, phone calls, emails, hey man, not sure if you remember me, but damn, thank you. And that makes it all worthwhile in terms of legacy.
I think that's super powerful, because I think at the end of the day, we're all moving through life, hopefully purposefully,
right? Yep.
We're moving through life with the idea that, you know, we're not in this life alone and just for ourselves. And that when we have output, that there's real meaning behind the thoughts, the words, the actions, that live on.
Yes.
Beyond the current situation. And so I think that's really, truly important. I don't believe that you have to have children or kids of your own to have an impact and have a legacy. And obviously the impact that you're having or have had, particularly as a professor, as a teacher, will go a long way. And probably, quite frankly, the multiplier effect there has so much relevance. And, you know, you'll see that for generations, you know, if you're fortunate.
Yeah, and one can hope. So
yeah.
I think it's a great conversation.
Great conversation. I love it. And thank you so much for joining us in the Conscious Conversations.
Thank you for joining us.
And check us out on tcvpodcast.com.